the old lunch wagon began as a horse-drawn vehicle. Over the years, it became a permanent fixture here, a place where people could get great food at a great price, even customers like the most notorious gangsters of the day. Its unique story is this edition of The American Countryside.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and band-aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
To some, it may appear to be an old-time lunch wagon. John Weiss says it was actually an important piece of memorabilia here on old Route 66 in Gardner, Illinois.
Streetcar used to be a diner in Gardner, and originally was a horse-drawn streetcar in Kankakee, Illinois. And that was back in the 1930s.
The streetcar was well known for the food it served.
Minnie Springborn was known for her pies that they made. They never even had running water in there. But eventually, they closed down, and it was moved in a couple different spots in Gardner and ended up behind the Riviera Roadhouse.
The Riviera Roadhouse was quite a place in its own right.
The Riviera itself, that was a hangout for Al Capone, his brother Ralph, Tom Mix would go there, Gene Kelly. They've all been part of that little streetcar, not to mention a horse-drawn streetcar to begin with. What a cool place to visit.
But time took its toll on the streetcar and the old Riviera.
It sat there for about 50 years, deteriorating down. Riviera burnt down. We moved the streetcar into storage to decide what to do. Then the folks in Gardner says, well, we should really save this.
Today, it's a place that helps tell the story of the gangster days of the Depression.
We all got together and moved it into Gardner and re-restored it again. What a neat thing to see. What a great photo opportunity and the history behind it.
The 1932 diner, which was converted from an old horse-drawn streetcar, is today a frequent stop for tourists passing through the area. Traveling the countryside in Gardner, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.